Hey, sweetie. So, let me guess. You're at work, or maybe out with friends, in a car, or on the bus, at a family get-together. Needless to say, you're somewhere where you should not be thinking of me and all the ways that I can make you come. And yet, here you are. I always knew you were a glutton for punishment, but you do realize you're not going to be able to come, right? You'll want to. Trust me. Your cock is going to be straining against your pants by the time that I'm done with you. But you've got responsibilities to attend to, mister. So I hope you're good at keeping a straight face and your lap concealed. Now, just because you can't come doesn't mean that I can't. In fact, I've been horny all day, and the thought of you sitting there struggling to hide your throbbing cock from any given person around while you listen to me fuck myself over and over without being able to have any relief yourself? I'm getting wet just thinking about it. Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear how wet my tight little pussy is thinking of you? You shouldn't. Not where everyone can see you, can hear you, hear any little sound that might escape your desperate fucking lips, but, well, we both know. You can't resist me. Oh, yeah. Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear that? How fucking wet my pussy is. Oh. Do you like that, baby? Oh, do you like hearing me rub my soaking pussy? Imagining it's your cock sliding between my folds. God, I do too. Oh, fuck. I wish you were here. Fuck, I love your fucking cock. And right now, all I can think about, all I can fucking think about is how fucking amazing it feels when you're filling me. Fuck. Fuck, baby. You know... You should really stop touching yourself through your pants. I know you are, and I know you think you're being subtle, but anybody could look over right now and they'd see you and they'd know exactly what you're doing. Oh, it'd be hard enough for them to ignore the thick bulge in your pants, but if you're pawing at yourself like a fucking animal, you're never gonna get away with it. You don't want anyone to discover what a desperate little pervert you are. Now, would you? No. No, you don't. I know the pretenses you keep up in public with your family. Such a nice guy. But not always, are you? They don't know what a desperate little slut you are, do they? Now, stay still. I'm not done with you yet. I know I've had some fun on my own. My pussy's still fucking dripping. But you know I wouldn't leave you hanging, don't you? I'm much too nice for that, don't you agree? I thought so. So, I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'd be doing to you if you were here in front of me. I want you to close your eyes and imagine it. If anyone asks, you can just say you were thinking or listening to music and got really into it. That's not too weird, right? Close your eyes, baby. You know how much I adore your cock, right? I fucking worship it. Oh, I love every inch of you. I love looking at your cock. I love feeling it stretch, my pussy. Feeling it swell as you fill my throat with your hot fucking cum. Fuck. Just thinking about it myself. Oh, that's a good thing I'm not in public, right? But as much as I need your cock, as much as I need your cum, I do have just the teensiest, tiniest of egos. And I need to make you just as fucking desperate as I am just by looking at your fat cock. You see, I need to earn your cum. I need to know that when you're fucking dripping, when your cum is fucking shooting out of your cock, that your mind, all you can think of is me. Got it? Just the tiniest of egos, promise. But because of that, I think I'd want you sitting in front of me on the edge of the bed. Give you a little show as I got near. Crawl up to you on all fours, looking up at you with my big puppy dog eyes. I'd look up and I'd ask you for your cock. So soft, so sweet, letting you think that you're in control. Please, please, can I have your cock? Oh, please, please, can I have your cock? I need to feel it. I need to feel your cock inside of me, please. And when you agree, because we know you'll agree, when we agree, I'll run my hands up your thighs so softly, my nails catching against the fibers of your pants. I'd run my hands up your thighs, and I'd let one hand rest on that nice, thick bulge in your pants. I'd rub it just a little bit, just a little, so lightly. Before I'd tuck your pants down, unzipping them, unbuttoning them, and pulling them down past your knees to the floor. After they're off, I let my mouth rest on that bulge through your underwear. Sucking on the pre-cum building, feeling your cock jump underneath my lips. Fuck. I love the taste of your pre-cum. It's just the first sign of how crazy you're getting. How ready you are for me. With your pre-cum on my tongue, I let one hand slip down to your balls And I'd massage them through your underwear. Stroking and fondling. Heavy sack. Feeling your cock underneath my lips as I suck harder on the tip through the fabric. Fuck. Until I can't help it anymore and I have to have your skin in my mouth. And I pull down your pants and I get that cock. Finally get to see your cock. Oh, I thank you. I wouldn't be able to help it, would I? Oh, I thank you for letting me look at it. For letting me touch it. And I couldn't thank you anymore because I would be shoving your cock in my mouth. Head first, obviously. But just the head. Just the head. Nice, and sucking on the head for you. While my hand still fondles your balls, and the other, strokes up and down your shaft, feeling you pulse, feeling your skin taut beneath my hand. You like that, baby? Do you like how warm and wet my little mouth is on your cock? I know you would. I know your hips would be bucking as I suck on the head, wanting me to take you deeper. Wanting me to deep throat your fucking cock. Do you want me to, baby? Do you want me to deep throat you? Do you want to hear how fucking much I love it? So do I. yeah. Fuck. You taste fucking good, baby. Oh, I know you can think of how I fucking look between your legs, your cock, and your cock plunging into my mouth over and over. I know you love imagining me with spit and pre-crumb trailing off of my chin, swaying as I suck nice and hard on that cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck, baby. I just keep pumping away. Oh, I feel you fucking tighten. Feel you tightening under my hand. Under my mouth. Fuck, yeah. Until you fucking burst for me. Until your cum was pouring into my mouth. And down my throat. Oh, I'd hold you deep. Hold that cock nice and deep in my throat. As I took your load. And when you finally pulled free, I'd lick up any cum still dripping from your cock. Oh, fuck, and I'd love it. I'd love it so much. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, I would love to just lick the tip of your head softly, since you're so sensitive. And get every last drop of the cum that I earned. My cum from my cock. That was a nice image, wasn't it? Oh, I bet your cock is nice and hard. Maybe even leaking a little pre-cum for me? I hope so. But you can't do anything about it. So, now I know you'll be nice and ready for when you get home. And I'll be waiting.